Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show with Marcus D. A. V. You and me. Faith, family, friends, and fun is what we talk about and stand on and live every single day. We have been talking about the 2013 One Love Getaway. We are going to the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas, Paradise Island, Nassau, Bahamas, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Well, we have our girls Mary Mary on the phone. Welcome to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello and good morning, y'all.
Hey, how you doing, ladies?
We are doing pretty good. Can't complain. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. It's good. Congratulations, first of all, on the five Stellas hosting the Stella Awards. Great job. Great performance. And the show, awesome. Where is Goo? We got to get Goo. Bring Goo with you to the One Love.
I know. We should bring Goo Goo.
Work that out for you.
Bring on. But we're excited you're going to join us, both of you, Erica and Tina. I know it's been a while since y'all were with us on the One Love cruise, but now as we get ready to go into the Atlantis, tell us what we can expect from Mary Mary. Will there be any cameras there? Television, film, light, action, all that good stuff.
Oh, Lord.
You know what? I don't think the cameras are coming with us.
No.
But we will be there doing all of the new music, some of the old, just basically all of the energy that most of the people are used to from Mary Mary. We want the experience to happen. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You hear the music once you listen to the CD and all of that kind of stuff. But if we get on stage and it don't seem like nothing but just listening to the CD, then perhaps you shouldn't have spent all that money. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. No, you're right.
Life once we get on the stage. We try to leave our hearts on the stage.
Well, I mean, you guys do that all the time. And I'm not bragging because, you know, I love y'all. But I am telling the truth when it comes to that. You guys always do such wonderful ministry because you talk about your personal lives. You talk about your struggles. You talk mostly about your triumphs and your victories because that's what we need right now. We need that, especially in the church with so much going on in our lives, not just spiritually, but, you know, sometimes emotionally, we're just drained.
You know, people need to know that you can overcome, and sometimes people don't understand that you can overcome, especially if they're looking at you on the stage, unless you share with them some of the things that you've gone through. And so Erica and I, we use the stories of our lives and the testimonies and the things that God has brought us through and helped us out of, you know what I mean, to be able to help encourage someone else and let them know that, you know, you too can overcome, you too can make it, you too can go get your blessing, you just going to have to decide, I'm going to get up off my do-nothing seat and go after what God has for me. So, you know, we definitely plan to bring that message, bring the music, bring the energy, we bring in our whole crew, we're going to make it happen in the name of Jesus.
It's going to be good. Erica and Tina, Mary Mary joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning. So before we let you go, ladies, talk a little bit about Sunday morning. This song is high. I mean, you just go from one song to the next.
Well, thank you. You know, growing up in church and going pretty much every day of the week, you know, when you're young, you don't realize the blessing in it. You don't realize that it's community and it's strength and it's spiritual growth and it's fun. You know, you don't realize all those things until you get older. And so you kind of look back on what you learned in church. And so we just wanted to do a song to kind of pay tribute to what that was, because people don't necessarily church the way they used to.
Right.
But it's still necessary. It's still relevant to go and see people praying and playing a tambourine and shouting and the preacher preaching. So I hope people are really enjoying the song.
It's where we go get the deposits to be able to go out on the road and sing and be able to pour into the people. Because if we're not getting filled, how are we going to spill over and help somebody?
You better say it.
I want y'all to say that again for the gospel artists who think they don't need a church home.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can't give nothing if you're not getting nothing.
Amen.
Right. Come on, we need to be shepherded. You know what I mean? I think that's why God has given us pastors, you know what I mean? It's wonderful to study on your own and encourage yourself, and we all need that. But I think it's so important to be in the body, you know, be with the body of Christ, because that's where you get encouraged. That's where you get sharpened. Sometimes that's where you get a greater understanding. You get revelation. You need to go to church. And I look forward to it every single week, you know what I mean, if I can make it through the week, because I realize now, which I didn't understand at the very start of our careers, that even though you just sometimes people just consider themselves a singer, you are ministering the gospel.
Yes,
sometimes
you are.
You are the only God people are going to see, they're going to hear, they're going to experience, and you're going to be the introduction to him. So you got to make sure you have that thing right. You got to make sure you have a great understanding, so when you give him to the people, and what you're saying in between your music is so profound that it's connecting them to the great Almighty. So, yeah, definitely go get you some information.
We definitely going to go get it at May 2nd through May 5th. It's the 2013 Radio 1 Love Getaway at the Atlantis in the Bahamas. We have concerts, Bible studies, workshops, everything, plus the lovely ladies of Mary Mary will be joining us with their whole crew. And I am just so proud of y'all. I know I say it all the time. I know I hug y'all like it's nobody's business, but I'm serious. When it comes to this, you guys are doing such a marvelous job making God look cool. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. We've had great examples and great people to just mentor us and share with us, and I'm really, really excited. Jesus and the Bahamas, that all works together. So
amen.
I hope a lot of people up and we all have a good time together.
Amen. So there you have it. Mary Mary on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.